The Huskers Radio Network Broadcast Center is sponsored by Acres, the Midwest premier John Deere dealer, supplying the equipment and service to advance agriculture and much more. Acres, solutions for every field. As we continue with Hour 2 of Sports Nightly, we jump back into our replay of the Nebraska-UCLA game from May 25th of this year, the Big Ten Championship game in Omaha. We've reached the eighth inning with the Huskers leading 5-0. It's been a magical outing for NU right-hander Ty Horn. We'll see if they send him out for the eighth. But first, the Huskers come to the plate in the top of the eighth inning. Here again are Ben McLaughlin and Nick Handley.
Case Sanderson going to lead us off here in the eighth. Souza will go from the stretch. The first pitch, down ball one. This is a slider. Sandy today, 1-for-3. Singled and scored back in the second inning. There hasn't been a score since the third inning. That was the Nunez home run. The 1-0 pitch, outside, 2 balls, no strikes. Huskers would gladly take a few more runs in their last couple of trips to the plate.
Well, Ben, you just get the feeling UCLA, they're wobbling, but they're still up. You're just looking for that knockout punch by Nebraska.
Here's the pitch. There's a sharply hit grounder to short, backhanded by Chalowski. Throw is low, but it's picked by the first baseman, LeVou. I don't know that it would have taken that much time if I'm Chalowski, but I suppose if I have a rocket arm like that, you can do it. And he spiked the throw to LeVou, who picked it out of the dirt. One away. Here's DC. Boy, what a day he's had. First pitch is waved and missed on a slider down and away. DC is 2-for-3. And a warning here for going to the mouth for Souza. The pitch waved and missed again by DC. Nothing in two. Huskers would love some base runners here. DC way behind here in the count, though. Souza's pitch. Breaking ball popped up near us, just off to our right. And DC stays alive. Carey fighting with 2 strikes. Nobody on, 1 out. The Husker eighth. The pitch. Little jam shot floater to the first baseman, LeVou, who's able to glove it on the fly. About knee high for out number 2. Soft line out for Dylan Carey. And now Devin Nunez, who's had himself a lifetime moment here this afternoon, popping a 2-run home run into the right field bullpen. The last scoring in this game, and it was all done with 2 outs. Souza, a big, tall right-hander, brings the first one home. Nunez watches it go low, skips by the catcher to the backstop.
Remember Devin Nunez, you just got the feeling that he was pretty amped after he walked in the second, and he looked back at the Nebraska dugout flexing, and he was pumped. He was trying to encourage them. He's dialed in.
1 ball, no strikes. The pitch, way outside, 2-0. Nooney had a couple of doubles in the game yesterday. This isn't coming out of nowhere.
Right.
Here's the 2-0. Off the plate, 3-0. If Nunez can reach, Stokes will get another crack. Top of the eighth inning in the Big Ten Championship, 5-0. Huskers on top. Nunez awaits the 3-0. Taken for a strike. Off-speed pitch, 3-1. Should still get a pretty good pitch to hit right here. Souza goes from the stretch. The 3-1. In the dirt, ball 4. And the Huskers get a 2-out base runner. And Rhett Stokes will get a crack. The pitch to Stokes. Rhett takes a strike at 93. Right over the heart, 0-1. Has not been an easy ride to this point for the Huskers to get here. Flip over to first to check on Nunez. And really, the series with these guys right here had Nebraska questioning a lot of things, specifically the direction of this season. The 0-1, pitch out, nothing doing. The Huskers responded with 5 straight conference series victory. This, of course, when we all knew the schedule would lighten up eventually. But you still have to win the games. Huskers were able to do that. A ball and a strike on Stokes. Souza's pitch snaps off a beauty in there, 1-2. Then to get here, regardless of finish, is admirable from Will Bolt's Huskers. Now everybody with scarlet and cream in their blood want the Huskers to finish this as they lead in the eighth inning. The 1-2, way outside, 2 balls, 2 strikes on Rhett. Here's the 2-2. Stokes takes low, full count. Making Souza work here with 2 outs in the inning.
Resilient, dealing with the McConaughey injury, the Timmerman injury. Then you get the Max Buten back, illness late in the season.
The 3-2. Inside, ball four. And the Huskers putting a little two-out rally together here. Souza not happy with that strike call or ball call, but it was above the belt of Stokes, who's reached base 3 times in the stead of Joshua Overby. And one of the unsung heroes of this tournament, really yet to make his mark yet in this game, is Hogan Holixo. See if he can throw a late punch here in the eighth. 2 on, 2 out. Souza's pitch. Holixo springs and sprays a foul off to the right and makes it all the way to the upper deck, 0-1.
And it's been that attack on the outer half from Holixo. Had the double against Oregon yesterday that was able to sneak it right inside the right field foul line.
Nothing in one. Runners get their leads. Here's the pitch. There's a bouncing ball to the right side. Second baseman over to his left. Bobbles for a second. Throws to first, still in time to get Holixo. And that ends the inning. So UCLA works around a couple of two-out walks to get another zero on the board for their pitching staff. No runs, no hits, no errors. And 2 left on base for Nebraska. First Phoenix call. The second baseman 0-2. Horn's first pitch squares around a bunt, pulls back. It's a strike. He did everything he could to get hit by that pitch. And the pitch was right over the middle of the plate. Horn from the windup. Here's the pitch. Half-hearted swing and a miss. Very clearly went around. Horn ahead, nothing in two. Horn miles ahead of call here. The 0-2. Breaking ball just off the corner. Beautifully executed 0-2. Call batting 243 with 3 homers this year. The 1-2. Just low again. Good take there from Call. And the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes.
I give UCLA a lot of credit. Several times throughout this game in a 1-2 or even a 2-2 spot, you've seen a similar pitch, and they've showed a lot of discipline 1-9.
The next one from Horn. Just off the plate, full count. That was off. The payoff. Ripped foul, third base side. Went to the changeup. Call gets good piece of it, and it's still full. Here's the 3-2.
Got him! Looking! Strike three! Call is sat down. Big first out of the eighth. Horn just dotted him up.
Ben again. Getting ahead than UCLA hitters have been able to work behind. They've been able to see a couple of pitches, some tough takes that most hitters are going to go at. This is why UCLA is so tough to get out. He continues to challenge and challenge in the right spots too, not giving in.
Fourth time through for UCLA. Dean West takes ball one. Horn's 1-0 pitch. West takes the strike. 1-1. UCLA not real content swinging early in the eighth inning. A lot of taken pitches from Horn. West, a left-handed hitter, 300-plus batter on the year for UCLA. The next pitch from Horn. My goodness. No clue.
Wow.
Kid up here throwing seeds all day. Does not get an inside corner strike here. Now it's 3-1 on West.
Cannot miss that.
The 3-1. Strike, 3-2. Another 3-2 pitch for Horn. The payoff. Ball four, lost him. And it's a one-out walk. Now you have to face Chulowski. Runner at first, one out. Horns pitch, popped up, goes after the first one. That'll reach the seats.
Chulowski's really the only hitter for UCLA that has offered early in counts.
Right. And if you're Horn, you got nothing to lose. Even if Chulowski takes you deep here, you still got a lead.
Yep.
You just can't let this spiral out of control. The 0-1, bouncer third base side, that'll be foul. Horn again, head of Chulowski. Not many pitchers can beat him four times in a game. Crowd sensing the moment. Flip over to first to check on West. Horn staring in to Holigso as he bends over his left knee. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. That ball's driven in the air, high right field. Butenbach should have it measured. He's coming in. He's got it. That's the second out. And Ty Horn has beat Rock Chulowski four times in this game, and the Big Ten Player of the Year is 0-for-4.
There's just so many things about this start for Ty Horn that has been sterling. That is one of them right there. Yeah, this was the type of start, going back to that Michigan series, talking to Will Bolt before the game when Ty was getting ready to toe the rubber. He wanted to see him go 100-plus, but be in control. He's getting that type of effort here from Ty Horn today in a big, big spot.
Two outs, a man at first. The pitch to LeVue, fouled back, 0-1. Horn has emptied the tank. 111 pitches, and he's got two outs in the eighth. Pure electricity from 20 this afternoon. Crowd doing everything they can to help him through it. Here's the 0-1. Grounded foul, first base side, two strikes on LeVue. A strikeout here, and this place might come apart. Everybody to their feet in the eighth inning. Horn lets the right arm dangle. Way ahead of LeVue at nothing and two. Here's the pitch. High, 1-2. Lid fell off. Reach back for something extra.
94? He still got it. Wow.
Operating on pure adrenaline at this point.
Oh, my goodness.
Horn has been nothing short of masterful here in this championship game. One ball, two strikes on LeVue. The right-hander comes set. The 1-2. Bounce in front of the plate. It's 2-2. Another good take from a UCLA hitter with two strikes. LeVue takes a deep breath. Horn just staring at him. Working on the first base side of the rubber. The sophomore righty to the belt. Here's the 2-2. Just missed low at 94. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, bottom of the eighth. Horn's payoff. Breaking ball, loop down the left field line. This is trouble. Swanson chasing it, and it's a foul ball. Wasn't hit hard, but tailing away from Swanson. And for the Huskers, the right side of the line. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Ty Horn comes set. Here's the payoff. Popped up left side, and that should reach the seats, and it will, as Holigso runs out of room. Another extraordinarily long battle for Horn in the batter's box. Ty Horn has thrown the game of his life here in Omaha. He's doing everything he can to finish this eighth inning. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, a man at first. Horn has the sign. He comes set, and the 3-2 pitch. Popped up, playable, shallow left. Carey makes the call, backing up, and he makes the catch. On his 118th pitch, Ty Horn has 8 shutout here in the championship. And a standing ovation for the sophomore right-hander. The guts on 20, and he's finished the 8th.
Stellar pitching from Ty Horn, and the Huskers are just 3 outs away from a Big Ten tournament title. We'll have that 9th inning for you, and we'll wrap up tonight's show after the break.
Hit us up on the text line. Text 402-413-2400 with your Husker thoughts.